Psalm 23, verse 6 says, "Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Great word today from Psalm 23, verse 6. Friend, good to see you today. Hope you're having a great weekend. Welcome to Sunday worship here on this July 25th, 2021. My name is Joey Kroll. It's amazing how quickly the summer is coming along, that's for sure. I know our kids are going to be starting school here within the next several weeks. So, yeah, just soak up all that family time before the fall season arrives, that's for sure. But, hey, welcome to Sunday Worship today. Yeah, this program, we focus on scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. And I'll tell you what, I hope, my prayer actually is that you'll be edified and encouraged, and your heart and mind will be on Christ today. Let's start things off with Travis Cottrell and In the Cross Medley right here on today's edition of Sunday Worship.
Amazing.
this Sunday worship. Hope you're having a blessed weekend. It's Joey Kroll. I was reading a story about a couple, Rebecca and Russell. Their doctors told them one day that they couldn't have children, but God had other ideas. And 10 years later, Rebecca conceived, and the pregnancy was a healthy one. And when the contractions started, the couple excitedly rushed to the hospital. Yet the hours of labor grew long and more intense. I think any woman listening today knows exactly what I'm talking about. And Rebecca's body still wasn't progressing enough for delivery. So finally, the doctor decided that she needed to perform an emergency C-section. And so fearful, Rebecca sobbed for her baby and for herself. And the doctor calmly assured her, listen to this, and I quote, I will do my best, but we're going to pray to God because he can do more. Isn't that cool? So she prayed with Rebecca, and 15 minutes later, Bruce, a healthy baby boy, was born. Friend, I'll tell you what, it's encouraging to hear about highly skilled people or of anyone who recognize they need him. Because honestly, friend, we all do. He's God. We're not. Psalm 121 verse 2 says, my help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth.
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. For thine is the kingdom, thine is the power and the glory forever, amen. Give us, Lord, our daily bread, and forgive us, Lord, forgive us of our debts. For thine is the kingdom, thine is the power, the glory forever, amen.
Lead us from temptation, lead us from temptation, but deliver us from evil to thy salvation. For thine is the kingdom, thine is the power, and the glory. Thank you.
You're listening to Sunday Worship.
The sun comes up, it's a new day dawning. It's time to sing your song again. Whatever may pass and whatever lies before me, let me be singing when the evening comes. Bless the
I love this interaction between Peter and Jesus. In Matthew 16, 15 and 16 says, he said to him, but who do you say that I am? Simon Peter replied, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God.
Loves to hear the wind sing as it whistles through the pines on mountain peaks. And he loves to hear the raindrops as they splash to the ground in a magic melody. And he smiles in sweet approval as the waves crash to the rocks in their harmony. Creation joins in unity to sing to him majestic symphonies. But his favorite song of all is the song of the redeemed, when lost sinners now make glee, lift their voices loud and strong. Those purchased by his blood lift to him a song of love. Nothing more he'd rather hear, none so pleasing to his ear as his favorite song.
He loves to hear the angels as they sing, holy, holy is the Lamb.
Holy, holy is the Lamb.
Heaven's choirs in harmony lift up praises to the great I am. When the weak is saved by grace, begins to sing. And a million angels listen as a newborn soul sings, I have been redeemed. That's his favorite song. It's the song of the redeemed. When lost sinners now make lift their voices loud and strong. When those purchased by his blood lift to him a song of love, nothing more he'd rather hear, none so pleasing to his ear as his favorite song. His attention, it's not just clever lines and phrases that causes him to stop and listen, but when any heart set free, washed and bought by Calvary, begins to sing, that's his favorite song of all. It's the song of the redeemed, when lost sinners now make believe. Their voices loud and strong. When those purchased by his blood lift to him a song of love, nothing more he'd rather hear, none so pleasing to his ear as his favorite song.
You're having a great weekend. This is, of course, Sunday Worship. It's Joey Kroll. Hey, you can connect with me on social media, facebook.com/Joey Kroll Online, K-R-O-L, by the way. facebook.com/Joey Kroll Online. Post some encouraging things throughout the week, some behind-the-scenes stuff sometimes as well. Again, that's facebook.com/Joey Kroll Online. I was reading about a place in Australia called the Shalom House, where men struggling with addiction go to find help. At Shalom House, they will meet with a caring staff who will introduce them to God's Shalom. In Hebrew, that means peace. So lives crushed under the weight of addiction to drugs and alcohol and gambling and other destructive behaviors are being transformed by the love of God. And friends, central to this transformation is the message of the cross. The broken people of Shalom House discover that through the resurrection of Jesus, they can find their own lives resurrected. Friend, in Christ, we gain true peace and healing. And peace isn't merely the absence of conflict, it's the presence of God's wholeness. Philippians 4:7 says, "And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus."
Presence, and I knew. It's for us.